Hi guys, welcome back to After Class with Carissa. My name is Carissa. I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today is Monday, February 26th, and it is currently 10:02 p.m. So, today I actually have a very special guest with me.
Hello, everybody. It's me, if you know me, from the Dominic Show. Rival show. On air. The rivalry is real, and we have just begun. You and I together forever for 1,000 years. Look at me, right? Or listen to me, whatever you want to do, and take it all in.
Okay. So.
Was I good?
Yeah, that was great. Fantastic. I really appreciate that. That was awesome. So, this is Dominic.
Hello.
He does the Thursday after class show.
I sure do.
And when Dominic isn't plugging his Instagram, he usually talks about games or goes on random weird rants, sometimes about things like molasses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Dominic, how was your reading week?
My reading week. Now, here's the thing, right? My reading week, as all computer science majors know, was extremely uneventful. Saying that... I had one assignment that I had to do. Literally, it was due the day the reading week started, and I haven't got started on it. And I'll tell you what, I was terrified.
Wait, you still haven't done it?
I've done it.
Okay.
But it was like down to the wire. I was looking at the code, and I was like, my eyes were strained. It was 3 p.m., and I was like, I was shaking in my boots, and I was like, oh, no, not again. I was trapped in coding hell. I was trapped in the Matrix, and I couldn't get out until I finished the code.
What's your major?
Computer science.
Computer science. Okay, yeah. I figured, but I thought I would ask.
Just make sure, yeah. What's yours?
I'm in ancient history.
Ancient history?
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone say that, ever.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one in the program, because I've never met another person with the same major.
What's that like?
It's pretty cool. We do, like, I do a lot of archaeology.
That's
and, like,
so sick.
Ancient Rome and ancient Greece and stuff like
Digging
that.
Digging up bones?
Yeah. I mean, we don't dig up the bones ourselves.
But yeah, like, obviously, yeah.
But, like, I learn about how to dig up bones, which is
That's
equally
sick.
As cool, so.
That is so sick.
Yeah. So, nothing exciting over reading week then?
I mean, look, I obviously got to hang out with my good old pals back in high school. You know who you are. Love y'all. But other than that, nothing much. Just hanging out with the family, you know, just chilling.
That's
for once
good.
In my damn life.
Yeah, there was definitely that, like, a lot that I should have done. Sorry, I'm getting some texts here. This is for my friend Lexi specifically. Lexi, Dominic
Ooh,
runs the after class show on Thursdays. So he's
Fantastic.
The other show host.
Fantastic. Thanks for the plug. I do appreciate. Now,
now, if you're going to listen to, like, one of the shows, though, I would recommend you probably listen to mine. I think it's better.
Now, why do you say that? Why did you say that?
But anyways, so, moving along, I had, like, work that I should have done over reading week that I definitely did not do either. I did, like, some reading of, like, the textbooks.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like,
You looked at it.
Yeah. I took notes. Like, I wrote down the easy sentences, the ones that I knew, and I read a couple, like, actual books, which was good, because February I had not read, like, anything at all. It was really bad.
Oh, yeah.
I read. I don't know. Like, guys, I just met Dominic today, like,
yeah.
20 minutes
ago. It was literally, like, one sentence text until I came into this room.
Yeah.
I have not interacted with this person in my life.
In the text, though, he told me that we're rivals, which I did not... I didn't know about that. I was like, oh, like, there's Dominic, like, another show host. That's so cool. And apparently, like, we're enemies here, and I didn't know that.
Rivals and enemies are two completely separate things. That's my opinion, anyway.
Okay.
Rivals means that, like, oh, yeah, we're at each other. But we you know, it's like a civil, like, you know, back and forth, you know? It's not, like, angry or anything. Enemies is if I came on the show and said, how... If I said it like a slur here, you know, that
please don't do that.
That would not do that, obviously. But like,
no.
if I actually catered to your show, I would tear it down. But I don't hate your show. That's the thing.
That's so sweet.
I think that we should elevate each other so we make our shows better together.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And whoever wins, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
All right. That's fair. Anyways, So, over reading week, I did listen to your shows. Like fantastic. I said, I
also, you said you made notes, and I'm so excited.
I did.
To hear
I took
that.
Notes. So, I have a few things that I've learned about you that I'm going to share. So, number one, you're not a fan of playing music in shows, which right off the bat, you are basically dissing my entire show.
What do you
so
mean?
Thank you for that.
What do you mean?
That was one of the first things I heard. It's like I'm not just going to play music the whole show because that's so lame. Like,
that's
something like that. And I was like,
no,
wow.
That's wow. A thing. No, that's the thing, right? I do play music, right? But I don't want it to interrupt the show. I play that at the start and at the end. At the middle, I think, is kind of like, kind of intrusive. Mm-hmm. If it works, it works. I used to do that back in the day.
Yeah, okay.
But I think, yeah.
Sure.
It's just stylistic, you know? In my show, I keep like the train's rolling. Yours is kind of like, you know, you go with the flow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Second, you don't have your G2, which, I mean, I don't really know if I can trust you if you can't drive. So
what do you mean? I can drive? What?
No. I'm pretty sure not having your G2 means you can't legally drive.
I have a G1, which means I can drive as long as there's a person in the co-pilot seat that has a G license for at least 4 years. Alright?
So
get your facts straight
so you can
before
drive,
you start dissing me, Chris. Alright?
You can drive with parental supervision. That's nice. That's good.
I can drive with my dad there.
Yeah. That's awesome. How old are you? 18?
18. Yeah.
Okay.
I know many people who don't even have their G1s yet.
To be fair.
Okay.
I think my friends listening to this also don't have their G2. So, sorry.
So you're dissing everyone.
I didn't mean to diss you guys. I'm just dissing Dominic here. Okay. The next one is that your birthday is in June.
Yes.
Is that true?
Correct.
Okay. Are you a Gemini or a Cancer? You're a Zodiac.
June 9th.
June
9th. So that's a Gemini, right?
Okay, yeah.
I think so.
My birthday is also in June, but mine's on June 15th, so you're 6 days older than me. It's crazy.
It's wild.
I thought maybe there would be a chance that we had the exact same birthday, and that would have been wild.
Look, I'm just saying. That would have been pretty sick. Problem is there's like three other people in the running for that. There's like one person from my elementary class who has like literally one day off.
Mm-hmm.
And
my
cousin
has one day off for me.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. I mean, it's more likely than you think, right? Mm-hmm. It's like
same with my brother though. I think my brother's like three. Yeah, he's 3 days before mine. So
that's insane.
June's it's a popular time.
It's just a popular time. I'm not gonna comment any further on that. Anyway,
yeah, I have more. Don't worry. Like
thank
we
goodness.
Can move on.
Thank goodness.
So, your show, this isn't a diss, this is just a comment.
Of course, no.
Your show is based on game reviews, and you do voices.
Oh,
and
yes, I do. A lot of voices.
I don't know.
Have you noticed?
Yeah, a little bit. But I do a pretty good British accent.
Please, I would love to hear it.
You would? Okay.
Yes.
So, it's really good, and you're going to be really shocked, okay?
I need you to, yes. You know, harness the Brit.
Ready?
Harness the Brit.
It's a bit mean stabbing your knife in me back, innit it?
Oh, good eye, governor, yes!
Wasn't that good?
Oh, I love that.
Apparently,
Chris is a fantastic Brit, I tell you what. Even for me from Scotland, I love that bit. Honestly.
You know, I've been told that I should be a voice actor.
I think,
because I nail it every time.
Listen, as a resident person who has always been called you should be a voice actor too, I also agree. I think.
Thank you. So you think that I have a great British accent?
I think, yeah. I think you could definitely sell it.
Awesome. I think everybody listening should take notes.
For the listening audience, she literally just looked at her phone and just like deadpan, just oh.
Anyways, the next thing I have a quote.
Absolutely. Okay.
So it's if I had history stuff, I'd be on the UN Council.
Yes.
So
did I say that?
You did. Oh. And then you spent like a good like 10 minutes talking about molasses and like the molasses spill.
Oh, the molasses spill of 1818. Yeah.
Which was like I was like okay, but I thought that was funny because I'm majoring in history, and I was, like, the chair on the Model UN Council for, like, 4 years. oh, that's me.
And you don't know about the Great Molasses Spill. That's
I didn't
insane.
Actually know.
That's insane.
See, it's ancient history.
Look, that's the only one-up I'll ever get against a history major. That's the only
the
thing.
Great Molasses Spill. No, I didn't know about that. I know about the tea. There was, like, when, like, all the tea went into, like, the Atlantic Ocean.
I did not know this.
I don't remember when it was. It, like, involved, like, the colonizers in the Americas.
Of course it did.
Yeah, because they were ordering so much tea, and it, like, all spilled or something. Or, like, they bombed it, and it, like, I can't remember.
There's probably still tea in the Atlantic right now.
Yeah.
As we speak. The fish are probably sipping on some fine drink, I'll tell you what.
Earl Grey?
On some Earl Grey, some English breakfast.
Anyways, okay, the last thing I have is that I want to give props to the girl. I don't know her name. I can't remember. But she came in here and she did ASMR on the mic. And
yeah.
I did that once and I thought it was awesome. So
hell yeah.
Thank you to her because that was the best part of that show. She came on at the end. I listened to the whole one.
Was it the one with my roommates?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And she started like, she was tapping on the mic and I loved it. I thought it was great. Yeah. So.
Hey, how's it going?
Anyways, so. That's my recap of your shows. No. That's like all the information that I have about you.
That's insane.
Those are my notes.
Because that's like 20% of my show. You picked up 20% of my show. And 80% is just sitting there just on the shelf.
Just like. I listened to them. I was making Taylor Swift friendship bracelets for the Eras Tour concert, and I put it on the speakers in, like, my living room, and I just had it going in the background while I was doing the bracelets.
That's awesome.
So I had, like, lots of time to go through it. Anyways, so tonight is Sabrina Carpenter night, and we haven't really... Woo. I always do an introduction anyways, which is why we haven't touched on Sabrina whatsoever yet. But, so Sabrina Carpenter is an actress and a singer, and she used to work for Disney, and now she's opening for Taylor Swift in the Eras Tour, which is super, did you not know that?
I knew that she was a part of Disney. She was in the movie Challenger, I think, right, or whatever?
Challenger? I don't know. She was in, like, Girl Meets World.
Okay.
I think that's her most famous Disney role.
Fair enough. And then she launched a music career off of that.
Mm-hmm. And so she had Girl Meets World, and then she had Adventures in Babysitting. And then she moved to, like, Netflix. She did another movie. Hold on. I have, like, a couple of them written down. Yeah. So she did The Hate U Give, which was separate. And then she did Tall Girl, like, the two Tall Girl movies for Netflix. And then The Short History of the Long Road, Clouds, and Work It, which I think Work It is her most recent movie. It's, like, a dance movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So she's definitely, like, done her share in acting, and now, like, she's, like, kind of focusing on her music. She has 5 albums already. They are, I'm going to list them just for fun.
Just for enjoyment. Shits
and gigs. So we have Eyes Wide Open, Evolution, Singular Act 1, Singular Act 2, and then Emails I Can't Send, which is the one we're listening today. And then she also has, like, an EP, and it's... It's called Fruitcake. It's like a Christmas album, which is so funny because her lyrics are so unhinged in all the songs. So, like, the Christmas ones are, like, kind of funny at the same time.
I actually want to look that up now. I want to see what she's saying about Christmas.
They're very inappropriate. I'll leave it at that. Like, it's not family friendly. Anyways, so I want to start. So I'll put it out here first. Do you want to play the game first, or do you want to, like, do some talking first? Game? Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Let's go for it.
I'm going to put a song on really quickly, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do a game. And I'm going to let you pick the song. So, is there one that you want to listen to?
I do like Feather a lot, but. Yeah, I think Feather.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we'll put that on, and then we'll be back in a couple minutes. Alrighty, we are back. So, I took, like, a moment to check over some of the messages that I've been getting. I want to thank everybody who said that my British accent is good. Thank you so much.
So goated. Round of applause.
I really appreciate it. You're definitely right. The next thing is, it is called the Boston Tea Party. So one of my group chats was talking about what the tea spill was. That's what it's called. What I was talking about. It's called the Boston Tea Party.
Of course it's the Boston Tea Party.
Well, that's where the tea was spilled. It's a catchy name.
It's a catchy name, but it sounds like something completely different. If you just told me the Boston Tea Party, I would have thought that, like, something went down in Boston.
No. Anyways, well, that's the point. It's like a tea party because all the tea, like, spilled out.
Yeah. Anyway. It was in Boston, was it?
Yeah, it was in Boston.
It was in Boston?
That's the point. Why would it...
I thought it was, like, in the Atlantic or something.
No, well, Boston, like, it's like... It was, oh, it was border.
Shipped to Boston, yeah. But during the mid, like...
No, it wasn't in the middle of the Atlantic. It was when it reached the port.
Oh, yeah. I see, yeah.
Okay. I have a question for you from my friend Lexi. She wants to know if you like Drake.
Do I like Drake?
Here's the thing. What's her name again, Lexi?
Lexi.
Here's the thing, Lexi. I have not listened to a single Drake song. And not a single one. Now, you can talk to me about other...
She's not gonna like you. Lexi only likes Drake. I got her on the show once, and it was with the promise that I would play a Drake song.
You tantalized it.
I turned it off halfway through, too. It was terrible.
Listen, Lexi, you can play a Drake song for me. I'm fine with that, but I'm not a fan of Drake. And here's the thing. I'm not a fan of a lot of rappers nowadays. And that's fine. I like a few. There's a few that I like out there. But it's just like a lot of it is not... I feel like the producer is taking a more of a highlighted stage. And, you know, I think the artist and the producer should take an equal share in that. Besides the point, I'm a complete metalhead. So I think I get a pass here.
Okay. Good. Okay. Next, we have... My friend Lauren would like a shout out, so I'll say hello to Lauren. And
hey, Lauren.
My friend Nick thinks you're sexy.
That's yes! What he said.
So.
That's my goat right there. Yes!
So, now we can play the game, now that we've gone through that.
Ooh, the game.
So, okay. What we do on the show is something called a song draft. So, how it works is you're basically picking teams. With the songs, so it's like okay. You want to have the best team, so we take turns choosing one song, and then until we both have two teams.
It's like fantasy football, except with songs.
Yeah, I guess so. You That's can do it, like, you okay. can do it with albums, you can do it with artists, we usually do the songs. So, you guys don't know this, but I asked Dominic, do you prefer Dom or Dominic?
I go by whatever. Usually Dom okay. is the easiest way to get it out, so yeah, Dom is
okay.
good.
So I asked him if he could listen to this album, because this is what we were going to be talking about today on the show. And he comes in, and I asked him if he listened to it, and he listened to 4 songs on the whole album. He had a good 2 days' notice, listened to the whole album. It's not even a long album, it's under an hour, and he listened to 4 defense. Songs.
Audience, I love you with all my heart and all my soul, and here is the reason why I didn't listen to the entire album that Carissa sent me. Now, here's the thing, right? When I usually send albums to my friends, I don't expect them to listen to the entire album, right? I usually think they're going to pick like 2 or 3 of the most popular songs and call it at that. So I picked the best album that would suit that specific niche for them specifically, right? So that's what I usually do. And here's the thing. If you said it was like a cool game that we're going to play, maybe I would have listened to it. But I didn't because you didn't tell me it. So I
said specifically, listen to the album, and he listened to a couple songs on the album.
A couple songs, and I thought that was very fair.
I would say it's a fail. 4 out of 17 is not a pass.
4 out of 17, I think.
Anyways.
I think the education system is botched anyway. I don't think a point system really exemplifies like how well someone does in a specific field anyway. So I think your metrics are kind of, you know.
I love tests, and I kill them every time. Like, I would rather take. I would. I exam season is my favorite time of the year.
I am.
So
you are an enigma. I don't know who you are.
Anyways.
Who enjoys tests?
I mean, I'd rather take a test than write an essay. Like, I'd rather take a test than write an assignment.
That's fair.
I have a good memory.
Like, that is very fair. But saying that tests are your favorite?
Not my favorite thing ever, but, like, my favorite, like, work? Like, schoolwork-wise? Like, yeah, I'd like to do a test.
Yeah, and you never had the feeling of having, like, literally your answers are writing down, and you look at the time, you have 5 minutes left, and you're like...
Oh, I've definitely had that feeling, but I would still rather have that than... I think they're exciting. Like, you get to study. Studying's fun sometimes.
If you enjoy what you're studying,
maybe I wouldn't enjoy it if I was in computer science, but like learning about history, I think it's pretty fun. So it works out nicely.
I think it works both ways, right? I think, audience, what do you think? Tell Carissa your thoughts in her DMs right now. Go ahead. Do it. I dare you.
I'm not going to plug my Instagram like you do. So, anyways.
It's the only way to get it out there.
Oh. Who's that?
In the parking lot? Damn. Anyways.
Check it out.
So.
They're playing ball.
There's 17 songs on the album. And okay. Thank you. My friend Ben says tests are better than essays. Thank you, Ben. Anyways.
Ben, I'm sorry you did the wrong. I mean, you might do the right. I don't know. I don't know who you are, so I can't say.
He's in engineering.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it.
Okay.
So he's in it.
I have a track record of losing this game. Personally, I think I win every time, but everybody else who I've played with have told me that I've lost every time. And that I never win.
Hey, so maybe this is your chance.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe because you haven't listened to the album, I finally have a chance to win this game.
I'm just saying, look, it's now better than ever.
So, you can look, like, on the screen here, or you can, like, pull up the album on your phone.
Okay.
But we're going to do rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to go first. That's
hell
how.
Yeah.
And it's rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Shoot.
Okay, got it.
Bink.
There's 17 songs, so we can do 8 each, and then call it, and then one song just won't get picked, unfortunately. Awesome.
Yeah, the one song, I'm sorry for the one song that won't get picked. It's not because we don't like you, it's just because we don't have enough people, so. You're a prime number, and we don't like you, so. Get good yourself.
Are you ready?
Absolutely, I was born ready. Okay. Before we do it, do you watch anime?
No.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay. The old rock switch up.
Okay.
For the listening audience at home, I played rock. And then she also played rock. And then afterwards, we played rock for a few more times. And then I won because I played paper. And she still played rock. So there you go.
My bad. All right.
I'm just going to like that. I'm sorry. What can I say?
You get first pick.
Oh, I'm easily picking. Feathers. Okay. Feather.
I knew you were going to do that.
It's easy. That's the best one. Come on.
It is. It's a really good one. I'll give you that.
I want to shake hands with the producer. There, I said it.
I'm going to take Nonsense.
Nonsense was a pretty good one, too. Okay. Ooh, okay. It's getting a little tricky now.
There's still 15 songs. Like, it's not that tricky yet.
It's a real hard pick right now. Ooh, I think I listened to, like, a quarter of that one. Nonsense. There you go. Make
this. I just took Nonsense.
Oh, you did take Nonsense. Okay. Because I like the boy. There you go. Boom.
Okay.
Lock it in.
That's a
Lock
good one. You have a solid lineup right now.
You always pick paper. You always pick paper.
No.
You always pick paper.
Rock. Okay. I'm taking Vicious. Did you listen to that one?
What?
Did you listen to Vicious?
I think maybe.
Maybe? Maybe not?
Now it's getting tricky now. I'm picking just based on titles now.
Just based on... Okay, that's
scary. I remember Skipping Dipping was her like debut song, so I'm going to pick Skinny Dipping. Boom.
You're taking which one?
Skinny Dipping. There you go.
Oh, okay. I'm so happy you picked Skinny Dipping, because I was not choosing that one.
Really?
Yeah. I don't mind it, but it's not even close to my favorite on the album.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, I'm taking Fast Times.
Fast Times, okay.
We're going to listen to Fast Times when this is over, because
okay,
that song's pretty good.
I think that song will be the tiebreaker here. I'm picking... What's left?
There's so many left.
Yeah, I know. Emails I Can't Send. There you go. That has to be good.
Oh, okay.
Because that's like the first one. It has to be
Emails
like
I Can't Send is a song to her, like, emotionally not there father. So it's really sad.
Which means I binked it. Which means everyone cries for that song. Which means I binked it. Go to that this game.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take Bet You Wanna, which is a good one. I'm taking, the fun, like, dancing songs.
Yeah, you're picking all the lowercase ones.
I was
outright. Which is interesting.
Oh. I was at my friend's, like, over the weekend, and we were, like, playing all of these, and my friend Lauren and I were dancing to them, and she didn't know the lyrics, which was fine, but, like, it was such a vibe. It was so good. Sabrina is good for dancing. If anybody needed to know that, there you go.
Oh, yeah. I'm picking... Hold on. Did you pick the Renato warnings already?
No, I didn't.
I'm picking that one.
Okay, that's so funny, because that's the other one that I really was not going
to
pick.
And look, maybe I'm going to be going with this one. Maybe it's just because of your bad picks. Maybe because I'm... Look,
you know, I've been told, like, week after week that I don't have good taste because I've been losing every single week. So maybe it's just true, and you're actually going to win this.
Who knows?
I'm going to take Decode, which is a sad one, but it's, like, it's really beautiful, so...
Fair enough.
We're taking it. Okay, I feel like if you knew the songs that you were picking right now, this would be, like, more entertaining, because we could talk...
No, here's the thing,
but
right?
Someone didn't listen to the album that I sent them.
Listen, I'm not going to ask for anything. All you have to do is come on the show, and then we're gonna shoot. We're going to go straight shooting in that one, I'll tell you what.
I can talk games. I can do it.
What's the most recent game you've ever played?
Club Penguin.
Yes! Put her there! Yeah! All right! See, now that's a gamer right there.
Oh, yeah. Every single day, I got to take care of my Puffles.
The Puffles need food, need sustenance, and you need to take care of them.
My favorite Puffles' name is President Snow.
I remember that one. That's a good one. Okay, hold on. Let's see. I'm picking... Did you pick the last one yet? Things that I wish you said? Because I think that one...
No.
I'm picking that one.
Gosh darn it. Yes! That sucks.
I picked it!
That one's really good. That's a bonus track from, like... So it was originally Emails I Can't Send, and then the deluxe is Emails I Can't Send Forward.
Right, yeah.
What's the track called? Sorry, I lost things I wish
you
said.
Yeah.
That's a good song. Like, it is really nice. There's a lyric in one of the other songs that I want to talk about too. We're gonna get to after. Okay, I'm taking Read Your Mind. I think that's a good pick. I think that's solid.
Okay.
Before we move on, I have a chat question for you.
Absolutely.
They want to know what your favorite anime is.
Ooh, my favorite anime. That's an interesting one. Now, here's the thing. I am sort of into it. It's on and off, so to speak. Like, one year I'm really into anime, and I watch the entire series of one episode. And once I finish that series, I kind of die down, and then it comes back up again. It's like a little illness that I have to cough out, like once a month, you know? So, the most recent one that I finished, I think... Was it... I would like to say it's Cowboy Bebop.
The hell?
Which was a fantastic, like... space pirate, like, bounty hunter, like, show. It's fantastic. I love that show so much. I need to watch that one again. Because it's kind of, like, on and off, for the most part, like I said. So, Cowboy Bebop, I think, following up, Gurren Lagann. I watched the first act. Fantastic. Look, you can't get better than mechs, all right? I'm sorry. Mechas fighting big things is just entertaining to me.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Max! I'm talking about Max, Carissa!
Okay.
What's yours? Tell me.
I don't watch anime.
There you go.
But if I, like, cartoon.
Cartoon, there you
cartoon,
go.
Cartoon, I like South Park.
South Park is an interesting choice. Because I only watched two episodes.
It's not, like, a nice show. It's kind
oh,
of,
absolutely
it's kind
not.
Of mean.
It is. I think I watched, what was that one episode where Cartman fakes having, like, Tourette's or something?
Oh!
Yeah,
doesn't he do that?
And then he actually gets Tourette's, like, during the show.
That's crazy. I've actually seen that one, because I haven't seen all of them. Like, I've only watched, like, probably a season in total over, like, there's, like, 24 seasons, but I've, like... watched, like, specific episodes, so I haven't watched, a full straight season. I've just watched, like, episodes in some of the seasons. I have actually seen that one, though. That's good.
Ah, see, look at that.
Yeah.
Popular one.
We have stuff in common here. That's crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah. I think it's your pick, so.
Oh, it is my
I did cut
one.
You off, so that's
it's all
my
good.
Bad,
it's all good. I think you didn't pick Opposite, did you?
No.
So I'm going to pick that one.
Opposite's a nice song. She's talking. Here, I'll give you the gist on what you picked afterwards.
Yeah, there you go.
So yes. You can know what you signed up for. Okay. All four of the songs that are left are really good ones. And it's a really hard pick, but it's Already Over, How Many Things, Bad for Business, and Lonesome. Oh. I'm gonna take Already Over.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know. This is
Already Over. Now I need to see what else is there left.
See, the problem, okay. How Many Things in Bad for Business are completely different songs.
Let me see the last picks.
These are the last three.
Oh. Now, for the audience at home, the last three are...
I just said them.
No, but I can do better. Watch. Okay. See, How Many Things, Whoa. Bad for Business, and Lonesome. Now, you said that these are completely different songs that have completely different tonal shifts.
How Many Things in Bad for Business are completely different, yes. Like they're totally different vibes.
Like, and how so?
I'm not telling you. Like, I feel like if you maybe listened...
You're holding this against me. And
like,
I'm
never gonna let it go.
I can't help but feel a bit hurt. And just because you said I'm gonna pick the third often, Lonesome. How about that?
Okay, that's fair, that's Boom. Fair. Lonesome's a really great song.
Yeah. Look, always pick the third option. That's what I'm saying.
I'm taking How Many Things.
I'll respect your opinion.
Thank you. So, Bad for Business was not picked. It's a really good song, though. Like, I do enjoy it. If, like, in a perfect world, I think either Tornado Warnings or Skinny Dipping would have not been picked.
Okay, fair enough.
I wish Bad for Business was picked. I think it deserved to be picked.
Yeah,
but
we did.
Yeah. Okay, so you've heard Feather. Because I Liked a Boy is about, this is Dominic's list, by the way. We're going to go through it really quick. I'm not going to play them all because, like, there's not enough minutes in the day. But Because I Liked a Boy is about Joshua Bassett. Because the big, like, Olivia Rodrigo, Joshua Bassett, Sabrina Carpenter love triangle. Have you heard about that?
This is tea. I want to hear it.
Okay.
I am curious.
Joshua Bassett dated Olivia Rodrigo. And then.
Drama.
And tea. Then. They broke up, and 2 weeks later, he started dating Sabrina Carpenter. But everybody slut-shamed Sabrina Carpenter.
No!
So the song, Because I Liked a Boy, is saying that all these things were happening to her, and it was all because she liked a boy. Like what did she do wrong here, basically? It's a really, like, mature response to all the hate that she was getting, and it's, like, unbelievably iconic. I think it's a great song. Skinny Dipping...
is unrememberable.
Skinny Dipping, she talks in the song. Like, I think the verses for this one, like, she speaks, and then she sings in the chorus. But, like,
gotcha,
she's, like, she's telling a story, and she kind of, like, talks, sings it. You know when they do that?
Yeah. So it's like it's Prison Song by System of a Down, would you say? Like, personally. In your personal opinion, would you say it's like Prison Song, like System of a Down? Like, in your personal, like...
It's like what?
Prison Song by System of a Down. Would you say
System
it's like,
of a Down?
Like that, like that kind of niche, like,
oh,
you know, like that kind of.
I guess so. Like it's like a specific type. Like if you love it, you. Am I answering this right? I can't tell. I don't know what you're asking.
Now you know how I feel.
Anyways, if you love it, you love it. If you don't, it's not for you. You know.
Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah. Emails I can't send. Like I said earlier, it's about like. An emotionally unavailable father. Tornado Warnings, I can't give you a description on it because I have not listened to it.
Oh.
I've listened to it, but I can't give an accurate description at the moment. Things I Wish You Said is a really, really beautiful slow song, which I absolutely adore. Opposite is saying, like... The guy, I guess, or, like, the girl that he had dated after or before or whatever was, like, completely opposite to her. So it was, like, you were holding it to find the opposite, and it's, like, when...
Yeah.
Like, when you said, I was beautiful, were you lying, blah, blah, blah. Lonesome is the lyric that I wanted to talk about. So This, the very first lyric in this song is absolutely crazy, but she says, and I think it's one of her best, which, I mean, you might disagree.
So this is not paraphrased.
No, this is, I think I can do it from memory. If it's wrong, I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
But the lyric is, if I fall in love with my problems, will they leave me too? Which I think is crazy. When now I first heard it, I was shocked. I was not expecting that. It's a crazy line, but no.
That's wild.
It's Lonesome's also a slow song. So both of the like bonus songs are slow, which I think is cool. Anyways, Nonsense is crazily iconic, and in her tour, what Serena does is every single show that she has, when she sings Nonsense, she sings a different outro that relates to the city. Have you heard those before?
No.
She'll like rhyme it with the city. I'm not going to repeat any of them because they are incredibly sexual. She's that girl. She eats it up every single time. But if like you can go like Google like them, they're like all over. They're fantastic. But she changes the outro for like based on every single city she's in. So like
that's really clever.
She like basically rhymes the name of the like. I'm trying to think of an example, and I don't know if I can. I think she rhymed Buenos Aires with Bestie, I think.
How?
Somehow. Like, how? I don't know.
Buenos Aires with Bestie.
I think it might have been a different city. Hold on. Let me check my notes here. I don't. What city? I wrote down like all the cities that she's.
See, your notes are way more comprehensive than mine.
Just today, I did, like, I was in my philosophy class, it runs till 9, and I was taking notes on Sabrina in that class,
that
because
so
I was like,
funny.
I need to get some information here.
That's the same thing, but for linear algebra, like I did.
Vicious is a loud, aggressive song, and I love it with everything in me.
I might actually like that one. I'll have to go back on that one.
Fast Times is, like, it's a fast song. Like, the whole song, it kind of reminds me of, like Mario Kart, like, in a way. You're driving. Like, I play Fast Times when I'm driving home.
Is it
something
like
that you would never experience without a license, but when I drive home, I play Fast Times. Like, it's a good song.
Is it like the Invincible Star theme? Is like the dead, 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 dead.
I don't know. We're gonna play it
after. Coconut Mall, maybe.
Then we have Bet You Wanna, which again, it's just a good dancing song. Decode is a slow song. I think it's beautiful. Read Your Mind. It's iconic. It's the moment. She can't read your mind. That's a fun one too. That's on my like dancing playlist. Already Over is a little bit sad. It's a fast sad song. And then How Many Things is like a slow sad song. It's like how many things you think of before you think of me is like the line, the punchline. Anyways,
that's really interesting.
Now, my friends listening at home, I'm pretty sure don't listen to Sabrina. So, I don't know if they Ben, you're awesome at Mario Kart. You're so welcome for this. I can't. I pick up my phone and I immediately talk to my friends on here, which if you don't know them, then it doesn't make any sense to you.
Look.
But no, so I don't think any of them have listened to Sabrina Carpenter, but I'm going to say this because I say it every single time. I think I won. If you have listened to the album, I'll read over the lists one more time, and you can let me know who won. Maybe we'll have an answer.
And I'm
going
to come back to this and figure out if I won or not.
We'll have an answer maybe on Thursday.
I guess we'll find out.
I think that's set, right? I'm going to be on your show this Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it should be good.
I mean, you guys can listen, or you can just keep listening to mine, so my views are always higher than his. I think that's a great
idea.
Now,
hold on just a second. I feel like we should, like, even it out, maybe. Like, you know, maybe.
No, even, no it's fine.
Please. Come on.
Anyways.
Just cut me some
time. So, Dom has Feather, Because I Liked a Boy, Skinny Dipping, Emails I Can't Send, Tornado Warnings, Things I Wish You Said, that's a good pick, Opposite and Lonesome. And then I have Nonsense, Vicious, Fast Times, Bet You Wanna, Decode, Read Your Mind, Already Over, and How Many Things. So, I'm going to play Fast Times right now and give us a little, like, really quick break. And then we're going to come on, talk a little bit more about the icon that is Sabrina Carpenter. And then we're going to say goodbye, which is crazy because, like, this, like, literally sped by. Anyways, here we go. Alrighty.
That
so,
producers!
Go ahead. Like,
sorry.
You got it.
Those producers, man, I tells you what, they're just getting better and better by the day.
Like, here's the thing, Carpenter does a great job of singing. I'm gonna give it hands down. She is a phenomenal songstress, right?
But I feel like the producers just gave it life.
Did they, that solo, like, with the little dripping, like, psychedelic guitar, I love that. That was beautiful.
You have to listen to the whole album now. Like,
I do!
You have to
hear the rest of it. Because
I don't
even know if I'm right!
Because, like, there are some really good songs on here. And I think it's really funny, too, because this whole time I've been thinking about, like, specifically the music and the lyrics of part of the song that are, like, the good part. And then you come in here and you're immediately like, oh, no, it's the music. Like, it's the producing of it. That's, like, the cool part. So it's, like, seeing, like,
completely different views.
Both sides here.
Yeah, no, because I... here's the thing, right? I come from a more of a... what's the word? Metalhead background, right? Psychedelic, all that kind of stuff. I eat that stuff up for breakfast, right? And seeing this and seeing like...
did you say psychedelics?
Psychedelics, like rock, that kind of stuff. Like the 60s genre era.
Yo, I thought you meant like the shrooms.
Well, it came out of that, for sure. That's how it got created. That's how it got started. LSD wasn't banned until like 1963, so... either way, I feel like... like, seeing, like, these torch songs and how, like, they actually, like, can actually, like, exemplify, like, what they actually mean, right? I'm so used to having to dig through, like, the actual, like, what's the genius in order to find out, like, what the songs I like, what they actually mean. Because let me give you an example. The Murder of the Universe, Disc 3, right, is about a cyborg who lives in a world where everyone's digitally augmented.
This is a song?
This is a one part of an album.
Okay.
Where it is a cyborg called Anti-Yumi who wants to do two things. He wants to vomit and he wants to die. And he wants to transcend in order to do such a thing. And he creates a machine that is, what is it, a soy munt machine that malfunctions and goes against his creator. He consumes the machine that he created, and he consumes the entire universe in vomit. That's what I listen to.
That's a little different.
And listening to a song about, oh yeah, these people are giving me like crass remarks because I was dating a person that was dating someone else is completely different to me. It's like whiplash almost. It's insane to me.
It's just a tad. Like, there's probably a couple different things. Maybe not much.
Yeah, just a little. It's a really? Little bit different. And honestly, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, it's basically the same song, really.
Basically.
Like, I don't know the difference, actually.
Like, honestly, it's the same message, I think.
Yeah. I would like to say that I did get a text that I finally won. So.
Fantastic. Round of applause for Carissa. I think, listen.
It's well deserved.
She needed a dub eventually, and I
needed
think,
a win.
Don't worry. On my show, no one wins.
Oh.
So.
I like the competition. I think it's fun. No, I never win. Like, I never win. And this is a great moment. But it's, like, it would be better if you knew what you were doing.
Listen.
No.
So what if I gave myself
a
handicap?
I'm taking it.
You're taking it.
Yeah.
Exactly. You
That's one person's opinion, though. Maybe the rest of the world thinks that you won. But... Today I have one person who thinks that I won. So, anyways, we're almost at the end of the show,
That's
which
insane.
I think is literally crazy because I just got here like 10 minutes ago. I don't know.
It just
how.
Feels.
Yeah. It's like we've been on for like 52 minutes, which is not real. It's not real. It's fake. But so I have a lot of stuff that we can talk about Sabrina that we didn't get to, which... to be fair, like, usually I get through the whole script, and today I have, like, still half a script that we have not spoken about, which is, I think that's a good thing, though.
I feel like
the conversation's working.
We can make a part 2 out of this.
Oh, yeah.
And I can actually listen to the album.
Yeah. we can do another artist. We can pick someone new.
Oh, for
try
sure.
Try a different album. Maybe, do you like Tate McRae? See, I already did a Tate McRae night, but I love her so much. We can
you
do
just
it again.
Go right
we
back
can do
to
it
her.
Again.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I'll go through the information I have. Feel free to add
Interject.
Anything. I don't
okay.
know if you have anything to add.
I'll
but
see what I can do.
We're talking about Sabrina, so I thought I'd do a little insight into who she is.
As a person, as an enigma.
Yeah, just like her as a whole, you know? She's like 5'2". Like, she's really short. She always
We're really going to get deep into how she actually is as a person. She is short! She is so short!
She's 24 years old. Anyways, that's... she did... Like, she's doing the Eras tour right now with Taylor Swift. So she toured in Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, and now she's in Australia, which is so unbelievably cool. And then she's going to Singapore next. One of the, like, biggest accomplishments ever for her right now, which is actually crazy, is that she's the opener, right? And she just got to play at a stadium that holds 96,000 people that was completely sold out, which is insane. Especially, like, as an opener, I think that's so cool. And obviously, like, that's awesome for Taylor, too. Completely sold out. But, like, go, Sabrina. Snaps. You're doing great.
Let's go, Sabrina! All right!
That was loud. I wasn't expecting that. I'm sorry.
I do it sometimes. It's normal on my show.
I know. I listen to all your shows, and... I heard, like, the sound effects. Is that just the soundboard here?
Click the orange one. That's me doing an E. I think the red one's just the sensor bar, and then I think that's a major triad right there. So the orange one's C, and then he made a little, do not press that magenta one. There you go, see? And if you press all three at the same time, you press the green one and the orange one and the red one. I mean, not the red one, but the yellow one. There you go. See?
That's crazy. I've never done that
before. And it just harmonizes. It's beautiful. I made my own jingle doing that. It's great.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I heard, like, the beep at one point in your show, and I thought that it was, like, Jack. I thought he was bleeping your show out. Like, that's what I thought was going on. I was like, wow. It's so bad he's beeping it out.
Can't believe this. No creative freedom on this show.
Anyways.
No, he's a swell guy. I don't have nothing against him.
Yeah, he posts our shows. He fixed the soundboard the day it broke, so thank you, Jack. My heart's out to him. That's awesome.
Doing the Lord's work.
So Sabrina, one of her sets was cut short because there was a storm, so Taylor brought her out during her surprise songs, which she does, and she got to sing White Horse with Taylor, which was like a super sweet moment, because there's actually a video that Sabrina posted from when she was like 9 years old singing a cover of White Horse, and then she got to sing it live with Taylor at 24, which it's like a full circle moment, which I thought was really sweet.
15 years later.
Yeah, isn't that...
That's insane.
Could you imagine, like, All Your Dreams is a Little Kid, and it was the same song, which made it so special, too.
It'd be like if I met Toby Fox and we made a game together. That'd be insane.
Who's Toby Fox?
You know, like, Undertale? You know that game?
No.
That's insane! That was, like, one of the most popular indie games, like, in the 2016 era. That's incredible. Okay. Two completely different worlds.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
A little bit.
I will get you initiated, and you'll get me initiated. And we'll be initiated together.
I'll know the games at the end of it. I will.
You'll be a savant.
So Sabrina usually does pop music, which we already established, but I have it written down, so I figured I'd say that. She is, right now, she's bringing it back. Like, you had Selena Gomez in the scene, and now we have Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Do you know
Selena Gomez? Selena Gomez, in the scene? I've seen, I've heard... I've witnessed, per se.
Well, she's bringing pop back. Like, Sabrina's bringing it back. It's fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic.
We don't have time to go over her super cool website, which is set up like an email, like, account. And, like, when you click through it, it's like you're clicking through emails, which is super cool. So I'm not going to say any more about that. She's playing at Coachella, which is super cool, in April, so it's in the States, so it's not like we can even go, but that's super exciting for her. And then the only other thing I was going to talk about was the Feather, and because I like to boy music videos, the Feather music video in specific was super controversial, because you haven't seen it, no?
No, actually. No.
All right, you'll get your take. So it's basically, she spends the whole video being hot, like super dead ass gorgeous.
Okay.
And unbothered, like an it girl, basically. And there's all these men following her around, like harassing her, but she's like unbothered.
Okay.
And they all die. Like, three of them... three of them get, like, hit by a truck. One of them gets, like, his tie gets caught in the elevator, and the elevator goes up. I can't remember if one of them gets, like, eaten by a wild animal or something, but all these men, like die in
and
the video.
And well-deserved, too. I do feel bad for the actors, though. They're gonna get, yeah, no.
It's like, that's the good part of the video. Like, I enjoy that. That's not even the controversial part. The controversial part is that she wears a black dress and dances in a Catholic church.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's the thing they're angry about?
That's what they're angry about. So, she has a crucifix hanging around her neck, and there was coffins in the altar. So, the priest that allowed them to do it actually got fired for it.
Really?
And a lot of people were really angry asking her to take it down and saying that it was, like, it was super, like, disrespectful of her to do that. And then other people are like, chillax, it's not a big deal. So there's really two sides. But her response to this, they asked her about it, and she said, "We got approval in advance, and Jesus was a carpenter." So
that's so sick.
Like,
no.
Icon? She's an icon. I'm leaving it there. Like, she is so well media trained. Like, that was incredible.
That's the perfect, well engineered response. The fact that,
like, one, it's his job, and two, it's her last name. Like, hello, snaps. Snaps for Sabrina. She killed it. She did a great job. Anyways, is there anything, like, you want to add? Anything you want to say at the end? Because it is 11 now.
Yeah, it is. I think that this was very insightful. Like, this was an entirely new world of music that I wasn't even attuned to. Because most of the time, like, both of us have, like, completely, like, walled off specific sections of, like, specific genres, right? Mm-hmm. That's my opinion on that. I think
we need to share more. People! Send me your favorite album. Follow me at Dermonic right now.
Oh my god, I'm plugging your Instagram.
Yes! Yes! Follow me at Dermonic, DERMONIK, at Instagram.com. Don't forget the HTTP at the start and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, send me your favorite album. Wink.
You probably won't listen to it though.
Now I will. As long as you make a fun little game out of it.
Anyways,
I can win at it, so. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. All my friends that I harassed into listening to the show tonight. I really appreciate you guys. You're the best. I love you. Drive safe. And we're going to play one more song as we leave.
Good luck at midterms, everybody. Stay in the good fight.
Do you want to hear Vicious?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay, let's play it. All right, bye, guys. Have a great night.